I'll be at the CMAs on my birthday again.
Will they do anything nice for you though at CMAs on your birthday?
Give me one.
They give you one. That's the best answer you could
That's
ever have.
That's helpful. Happy birthday to me.
I love that. That's the best answer. I will be honest. I was hoping that you'd have a bus that just had your animals on it.
Yeah, I usually have my pets on this bus.
Stop. You don't. How many of them?
Well, just three dogs.
Okay.
I've had other stuff on here before, like including a baby deer and a mini horse, but I'm my mini horse, so her name is Sugar Pie, and I won her at an auction for my own charity because my dad bid on her and I didn't give him a cap, so he just kept on raising his hand, and then like $2,000 later he's like, I got you something. I was like, what? And he brings her up here on the bus. So yes, I've carried around some animals, but yeah, they're not here because we had to fly. So but the horses on the side,
I saw them on the
my
side.
Real horses.
Those are your actual mm-hmm. horses? Oh my, how many do you have now?
I have six now. I just got a new one.
Recently got one, right?
And you know, people say, here's your free horse. They're like, that's nothing's free. No, he's awesome though.
But you got to love taking care of him.
Oh yeah.
When it comes to your, obviously, Palomino, your album, it takes us on this crazy journey, like a literal journey throughout the country. And first of all, I don't know how you did, because you started in the pandemic writing it, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's, it starts as an imagination journey,
yeah,
I guess. And then what I love about you, and I've heard you say this before too, is you said, when you write music, you're a storyteller, but not all the stories have to be yours.
Yeah.
So when you travel around the country like that and you find these interesting people and their stories, does one just absolutely stand out to you that may or may not be on the album or in those songs?
I think that, like, well, for this album, we just made up a lot of characters, but I think it's kind of a mixture of people that we've met along the way, you know, like, yeah. I think we sort of created these people. And then what's funny is I went on an Airstream trip in July. It's the first time I've ever taken a full summer month off. And we went, my backup singer Gwen and I and our husbands went all out west in our Airstreams. And I felt like I was like life imitating art, because I was like living out some of the Palomino stuff, you know, and because I go everywhere, I just don't see anything.
So when you were out and
and we met some characters.
Okay, Camp so who's going to be on the next album?
Exactly. Yeah. I think Diane will for sure.
Who's
met her in Moab.
Who's Diane?
She was next door in her big giant motorhome. And so definitely, I was gathering more information for the next Journey record, maybe like Palomino.
Did you find those little hotels and motels with the personalities in small towns?
We did.
What did you find? I'm so curious. I love, because I love people's stories. I love the idea behind the fact that everybody has a story that they don't have a platform to tell it, right?
Dive bars are my favorite, obviously. I mean, I go way back with dive bars, but we found a lot of cool dive bars. I found this beautiful piece of art in Jackson Hole, and it's a kind of like a sculpture. She's kind of small, but probably like a foot tall. And her name's Harriet with her lariat. And she's like this pinup girl with a rope. And I was like, okay, she's going somewhere too. She's going in a song for sure.
She's going in a song.
As soon as I get her, I'm like, what songs? What are you here to tell me, Harriet?
Yeah. Well, it blows my mind about you too, is all your projects are so different, right? Like from the Marfa tapes to, you know, Pistol Annie's to Palomino Camp. Like, they're all so very, very different, like creatively. How would you describe each of those different projects, like that you put yourself mentally in a place of creativity?
That's how you keep going. Like, can't keep doing the same thing over and over. I mean, I've been, you know, playing music for a living since I was 17.
Yeah.
And you have to keep not only yourself on your toes and like keep it interesting for yourself artistically, but like for fans that have been with me all this time. It's like,
yeah,
I want to keep reinventing. I want to keep getting better at my craft and not kind of staying too comfortable. You know, I feel like that's what artists should do, is they should get a little out of their comfort zone and find something else that fuels.
Do you think that's the people that you surround yourself with put you in different creative spaces?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, writing with the amazing writers I get to write with, it pulls me out of like what I could do on my own versus, you know, I don't know, like four chords in the truth. Like,
right.
One extra. But I feel like writing with Luke and Natalie and John Randall and Jack Ingram, and just for the latest projects alone, really pulls me out of my normal comfort zone. And, you know, I love collaborating, especially with people that have such big imaginations. It's like you have to stay on your toes and bring your A game.
You seem like you're in a, like this beautiful, happy place right now, right? Like you're living your happiest life. How do you find that balance for you? Because you have so many projects going on, but then you have your animals. Like, do you have a rule you live by? Like, hey, I've been working 4 days in a row, I need to take three off. You know, how do you keep that balance?
I think it's important for everybody. I mean, burnout is such a real thing, and you don't even realize it till you take a break. And like, a lot of us don't take a long enough break. Like, by the time we're gone on vacation a week, it took us 3 days to calm down. And then it's time to go back to work. And I'm like, the Europeans do it right. They're like, we're going on holiday. See y'all in a month. I'm like, yes, more of that. But yeah. I think we're just better. I know I am. I'm so much better at what I do and for my friends and family. Just as a person, if I can live a life and like have a lot of, you know, a balance of downtime and work time, because, you know, and I think I'm sure that 2020 taught us that more than ever, but sure. I'm keeping that close because I think it was an important lesson for all of us, you know, and it's just like, I feel so much more inspired when I am rested.
Yeah, some sleep. Yeah.
It helps.
So throughout all of the projects through the whole career, I mean, I can't imagine the amount of girls that probably cut their holes in the jeans after kerosene, you know, and were inspired by that. You've taken so many people under your wing, from the Mare Morses to the Hammocks to these amazing, powerful women that have been on tour with you on the road. If you had to pick, let's say, three right now that you wanted to take with you because you're like, the world needs to know about these women. These are the next ones.
And that's a hard one, obviously. I just actually.
But no offense to whoever you don't pick.
No, I picked them all.
Yeah, they all come.
I love Lainey. I think she is out there kicking ass, and I love her. I think she's like gritty and cool and fun, and she's so sweet. And you just mentioned like Kaylee and Tennille, and Ashley McBride's a good friend of mine. Not that she needs my help. She's kicking ass on her own. But I just, we stick together. We're friends. We're all in group texts all the time. And I was just at Faster Horse or Watershed last weekend, and Kaylee and Tennille came up and sang with me, and I just, you know, Elking, like, I love that we have sort of this alliance, and we're like, we're on group texts about stuff that gets real, and it's, you know, it's not all glamour and glitter back here. There's a lot going on, so I feel like it's good to have somebody to bounce things off of, you know.
Yeah, when things get hard, do you feel like they can come to you?
We're constantly reaching out to each other and helping each other, and if there's, you know, something, a band or crew issue or a wardrobe malfunction or some weird stuff happens, like some of those texts would never see the light of day, I hope. But it's like, it's really sweet to have that. I mean, probably once a week we're all contacting each other some way or the other for whatever reason, even if it's just to check in, you know, like Gabby Barrett was texting her today because she's, you know, she's out there pregnant on tour. Like, it's a big deal. It's not an easy road. And so it's like, you don't feel alone out there some days when you're like, I'm emotional and I feel fat and I don't want to go today. It's like, me neither, but we got to do it. Let's do this. Let's rally.
Who's that person for you? Who do you text?
Those are all my people actually. And, you know, the Pistol Annie's obviously. But those are, we have sort of have this, I didn't really have that coming up because I was kind of started in like Dudeville, which is great. And a lot of the guys were so great to me, like Dirks and Keith Urban, like took me out early, George Strait. And I learned so much from them, but the girl part of it, like that's only something that the girls know. So it's important to me to be that person for them and for them to be there for me.
Yeah, that's cool. You created that too, the environment for those, and they're going to do it for the next generation.
We're a little clan, man. I love it.
Over and over. That's so powerful. Now, let's go through, try three songs. Let's say three songs. You have so many, and this is going to be impossible for you, but I think that it's really interesting when you dive into what you feel like embodies who you are as a person. So of all your projects, and somebody that's never known you before, never heard your work, you're pitching yourself for the first time, say, who's Miranda Lambert? What three songs do you play them?
Man, that is a hard one. I feel like Marfa Tapes was such a piece of like where it started and where I am now. It's kind of the same. Like, kind of it starts with a song. Yeah, it's a bookend. I'd say In His Arms from Marfa Tapes. Kerosene, because that was the OG. And like, you know, right now, pick one out of the air. I think Jukebox from Palomino. It's not a single or anything, but it has this like nostalgic dive bar feel, and I feel like that is the epitome of the kind of song that I wanted to write when I started, and the one I want to sing so much, you know. So I don't know, that's my three today.
No, it might change tomorrow. Let me know, DM me, let me know what they are tomorrow. All right, we're all gonna go to your bar, and the one shot we're all drinking is what?
You know, my favorite drink, one of my favorites, is the Bluebird. Also Something Bad, it's really good. And any margarita you get is perfect. Like, strong and will do the trick.